disabled American veterans contribute in many ways to show honor and respect to our flag and those who have served. We're highlighting some of their service next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to fasterutah.org.
One organization serves to honor and respect. Tim Matthews with Disabled American Veterans explains.
That's traditionally called the Battlefield Cross. And it's a tradition that was actually in use in Europe, but we adopted it during the Civil War. And it's actually a practical thing to do on the battlefield. You take the soldier's rifle, fix the bayonet onto it, stab it into the ground, and then put his cap on top and his shoes in front. And the rifle is available for reissue. The hat tells you which side it belonged to, and the shoes are also available for reissue. That's what was done in the Civil War. Guys would come along and say, that barrel fit me, and they would take them. And that tradition has continued. It was very much in use in World War I, and it's still in use today. The ceremony for fallen soldiers, it consists of a ceremony in remembrance, and then the battlefield cross is usually the center of that process. So what we did was put together a collection of rifles, caps, and boots from all periods of conflict for the United States and all of the services. So that if your grandpa was in the Navy and he was at Pearl Harbor, I can put that together for you. And if you want to use that to display it at his funeral or some memorial service or something like that, we make it available. So it's a set of five when we put it on display. We have five rifles that are the basis of it, but we're asked to put them on display at things like the awards gala for the Freedom Festival and that sort of thing. Yeah, we make sure that all the flags we collect are properly burned, and it's part of a ceremony to lend dignity to the process. We are very much involved in flag education.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.